This is Matt Wells at UN News. A continued flow of Venezuelans out of their country is to be expected, UN humanitarians said on Friday, highlighting the many risks faced by families on the move, such as begging, child labour and even so-called survival sex. In an interview with UN News' Samuel Mungai, UN Refugee Agency spokesperson Liz Throssell explains that one in two families have encountered problems on their perilous journeys.
Well, it was a survey that was done about just under 8,000 families, and we were asking them about what they had gone through on their journey from Venezuela to whatever country they were in. And I think what we really highlighted is about half of the people we spoke to, either they or their family members had suffered specific risks because maybe of their age, because of their gender, because of other needs, or because they'd had to resort to what we call negative coping mechanisms. That essentially means resorting to things like begging, sending their children to work, in some cases, far fewer, but in some cases, resorting to survival sex. Many of them reported having to use up all their savings to make the journey, to ask for loans. So we were identifying what the risks they'd gone through from that point of view, but we also asked them what kind of experiences they had on their journey, and they talked about maybe facing robbery, being assaulted, facing intimidation and threats. So that's what we were looking at, was what they had faced on their journey.
And how many people have left Venezuela now?
Well, the calculation we have is that 3.3 million Venezuelans are currently in countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. That's a calculation that's made approximately since about 2015. Globally, overall, 4 million Venezuelans are outside their country, but that figure goes a bit further back, so they're not all refugees and migrants.
So neighboring countries are struggling to shelter the influx of migrants. What has the Buenos Aires Agreement achieved so far?
Well, this was a regular meeting of what's known as the Quito process, which brings regional governments together to discuss issues. And one of the aims of the Quito process is to elaborate coordinated responses, because it's very important that the treatment, the documentation that the different countries give to Venezuelans is coherent and doesn't differ too widely. Now, that meeting, the fourth meeting of the Quito process, was in Buenos Aires on the 5th of July. They agreed a roadmap to really drive forward this regional response. So I would say it's early days yet, but one of the things that both we and the International Organization for Migration highlighted, because we work together on the Venezuelan situation, is the agreement to harmonize their processes, to have a documentation process, and to really work to strengthen the access of Venezuelans to basic services.
Are there any aid groups that are helping these migrants and refugee people?
Well, there are many partners that the UN Refugee Agency works with. The regional response plan itself involves 90 plus partners, different UN agencies, NGOs, civil society. It will vary. UNHCR, in conducting this survey, it was not just UNHCR staff, it was also partners carrying out the interviews according to a standardized model, so that the information can be gathered, can be put into a central database and can be analyzed in order for us to have much better informed responses to help the governments themselves in their decision making in how to help Venezuelans and the host communities where the Venezuelans are living.
Is there any local authorities that are helping out? Is the local government taking an initiative on top of the international community in helping these migrants?
Well, we would say everywhere the work of municipalities, of local governments, is absolutely key, because they are the closest to the local people who live there and the local people who are hosting these Venezuelans. So the role of municipalities is absolutely key. And we're highlighting this across the world. The UN Refugee Agency has a program that's called Cities of Light, and 200 plus so far have signed up for it. And it's where the municipalities are really committing to helping the refugees within their midst, and also working to support the host communities, the local people who are helping the Venezuelans as well.
What is the outlook in terms of the solution to help these people?
Well, I think what we're looking at is a continued flow out of the country. The situation is clearly evolving. It's now something that's been happening for the past sort of few years. So some of the Venezuelans will have been out of their country for a considerable length of time now. I think what we're looking at and what we're working very closely with all our partners is really working to identify best practice, to really coordinate the responses so that it's not a differing response in one part of the region as opposed to the other. But it really involves supporting the governments, supporting the local communities, and supporting the refugees and migrants themselves.